In the liturgy and the run of things, as it were, this feast is one of the great feasts of the church. And indeed, in many countries, and until recently perhaps here too, it was a holy day of obligation. When all Catholics came to the church, to Holy Mass, to adore the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is today adored by the three kings, which are revealed to us later on, Saints Balthasar, Caspar, and Melchior. But there were probably others as well, and sometimes they are called magi, sometimes wise men, sometimes kings. Because in the ancient world, the city-states of most kingdoms, the king was the high priest. And thus, they were ones who studied the heavens and looked up and saw the signs and the stars. And our Lord, who communicates, as it says at the beginning of St. Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, in diverse ways to different peoples, communicated also to them by the means that was familiar to them, that is, with the heavens, with the stars. And of course, we have this star, the star of the Epiphany, the star of Bethlehem, which many have spent a lot of time trying to figure out which of the heavenly bodies it was. But it was not a heavenly body, it was an angel in the shape and form and figure of a star. And angels, of course, being spirits, can appear as whatever they want and whatever God wants them to. And so this star went before them and sometimes almost playfully disappeared, as it was when they arrived at Jerusalem. And then after they had heard from Herod and from the priests of the temple that the Messiah, the Christ, was to be born in Bethlehem, and the star appeared again, and it led them to the house where Mary and Jesus were alone. It is interesting because St. Matthew, who receives this notice none other than from the Blessed Mother herself, states this very, very remarkably, because St. Joseph was not there. He was at the market or perhaps working, building a house or some other thing with his craft as carpenter. But it was only the Blessed Mother and Jesus, the King of Kings, before whom they came, and not any longer in the cave of Bethlehem, but in a house, as St. Matthew reports to us. And so there it was that they brought their gifts of gold, because he is the king, because he is God, and of frankincense, because he is the divinity, the divine Son of the Father in heaven, and myrrh, because they brought it for his burial, because he came to die, unlike we who are born to live. He came for one purpose, as we shall soon see when, unfortunately, too soon, the season of Lent shall begin. He came to die, to give his life for the many. And so today, the nations of the world, the Gentiles, to whom he also came, and for whom he also came, come and adore him and behold him and give him homage. Because it is only in Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Mary, that salvation is to be found. It is in following him and obeying him that salvation is to be won. And it is from him, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the perfect sacrifice, the eternal Lamb of God, that salvation is granted. So today we rejoice as we see his star. And we, with the kings, the wise men, the magi, and their consorts, bow down before him as we give him praise and homage and worship. May they be with us all the days of our lives until hopefully we shall meet them in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.